Ama podcast yeki SBS radyoya. Renmai nişte cebun. Zanyari, mijaru babati jiawas sabarat bajian la Australia. Lelayan SBS kurdiyawa. او درمانانی للان پزیشکا و دنوسرین بو نخوش. بشکی هر گرینگا بو چار سر کردنی نخوشیک. بلام اگر دست نیشان نکرابید للای پزیشکی کوو یک یک وری بگرید بوی هیا هر مترسی دار بید. بی محمد که بریو بری رخراوی سکریپت وایزا که افش رخراوی که ببی قازانج یا نان فو پروفیتا و کار تنیا لسر کم کردنوی بکار هینانی او درمانانی که للاین دکتور و دنوسرین واتا پریسکرایب مدیکیشن او دلیت خلکی هست بوناکن که چنک پلا دتوانن آلودی او درمانانه ببن.
It kind of all really happens, you know, quite accidentally, if you say it that way. So, you know, they might have been to a hospital for minor surgery, or if they've gone to a dentist, or they suffer from chronic back pain and they've been prescribed these medications. And unfortunately, sometimes, you know, the patient might not kind of take the medications as prescribed.
تنیا یک دو هفته دوید بو اوی خلکی آلوده جورک لدرمان بید. جون راین که برای بری انستیتوتی پنینگتنا که هر وها رکراوی کی خیرخوازی و بیقازان جواتا نوت فور پروفیت و کار لگل برنگر بونوی زیاد بکر هینانی درمانده کن. اوان هر وها دامزره نری روژی جیهانین بو وشیار کردنوی زیاد ورگرتنی درمان واتا انترنشنل اوودوس اوینس دی که سیو یکی مانگی هشتا. او دلید همو کس لجر مترسی آلوده بونی درمانده.
People used to think that the overdose problem was just about heroin or illegal drugs, and it only affected people that were illegal drug users. But actually, most overdose deaths in Australia are from prescription drugs, and it's not just people living in the inner city. It's actually right across the cities, in suburban areas, as well as in regional and rural areas. And it's right across the age range as well. In fact, the most risky age is between 30 and 60.
اگر به تو پزشک درمانی آرام کردنوی جانت با بنوسید واتا پینکیلرز وکو مورفین یان اکسیکودن او آموشگاری دکات که لگل پزشکی خود یان درمان خانه قصب که بو اوی چونه تی ورگرتنی او درمانه بباشی شیب کنوا.
I would really encourage people to talk very openly with their doctors about these drugs. It's, you know, they've got a very important medical role, and they're actually good drugs. The only risk is if they're not taken as directed. And for example, combining these drugs with alcohol is not recommended. That really increases overdose risk. So it's actually important for people to have a good understanding of these drugs, and also to follow clearly the doctor's instructions and the pharmacist's instructions.
زورین کس آگه درنین که درمانی نسراو للاین پزیشکوا یان او درمانانی که با آسانی دتوانی لدرمان خانه بیان کری همو مترسیان هیا. امش او روداو بو که بسر پول دا هات. او برین دربو چند سالیک پیشستا اگه دربونوی کی وحانه بود درباری او درمانانی که کودینیان تیدایا.
My addiction started probably about when I was 21 years of age. I had a sports injury, a shoulder injury playing football, and I was taking Panadol for that, and that wasn't working, and a friend suggested taking some medication called Nurofen Plus. That's where it all started. I was taking two a day, and then it got up to four and five and six, and then to eventually it got to 90 tablets a day before I got rushed to hospital.
او درمانی که پول وری گرد لمانگی دوی 2018 و تنیا به نسراوی پزیشک ورده گیردرد. امش بشکل لو پیوانه نویانی که با چک سازی و کنترول کردنی درمانی جان آرام کردنوان و همو او درمانانی که دبید به نسراوی دکتور ور بگیردرد. حکومت هر وها سیستمیکی چاو دیری تایبت با درمان را دگینت لهجدمانگی دهاتو ده.
It will be the first system in Australia that would allow GPs and pharmacists to have access to the information, just so they're able to ensure that before they write their script, that's actually a patient that's not gotten their script somewhere else, or potentially to kind of really understand what kind of dosage of medications that the patient is on, and then whether to understand whether the patient might be at risk of dependency or not. So it's something that would really, I guess, allow health professionals to make a more informed decision, really.
اگر تو یا یک که دیناسی کشان هیا بی محمد دلیت که یارمتی هنو کسان هن دتوانن یارمتی تام کن.
There's actually different services in different states, so it really depends which state that you live in. There's helpline numbers to just talk about your issue, and what these helplines usually do is they might be able to refer you to the right GP, potentially look at a recovery or even like a treatment plan to get you off these medications. And what we're really trying to do ultimately is to say to people, if you feel that you might be developing that dependency, it just kind of knowing that there's nothing wrong with what they feel, and it's just about having the right conversation and seeking help.
پاشوی که با پله گین را بنخوش خانه، پول توانی دی توکس بیتو لشی بشواتوا لآلو دبونی او درمانه، بلام او زور چاکی لبیره که آلو دبون چند کشه اکی گوره بو بو او. جون راین لانستیتیوتی پنینگتنوا اموشگاری دکات که همو کسیک که کشه الو دبونی درمانی نسراویان هیا که داوی یارمتی بکن برای پزیشکی گشتی و تا جی پیکانوا.
Part of the solution is actually to have conversations about drugs and to have conversation about addiction so that we can actually better understand the risks and also better understand how to respond. And doctors are actually an excellent resource to talk about these issues. And I don't think people should feel shy to talk to their doctors about these issues. Obviously, it's always an uncomfortable conversation, but it's actually really much better to have the conversation than to keep silent.
تو یعنی یک کدی ناسی یارمتی بیوید دتوانی او گفتگوه لگال پزشکی گشتی یعنی جی پی اکی خود بکی یعنی تلفون بکن با لایف لاین لسر جماری 1-3-1-1-4 او پودکست یکی اس بی اس رادیو بو با بابتی زورتر سبارت برین مای نشتجه بون سردانی sbs.com.au/kurdish بکن